In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
So imagine, if you will, for a moment, a small town, maybe 3,000, 4,000 inhabitants. And in that town, there's a young man, Johnny. Everybody knows Johnny. He comes around every once in a while. People give him goodies that they've baked, cookies. Really nice kid. And then Johnny grows up and he goes to college. And one day you happen to be in the town square and there's Johnny. He's all grown up. And he is proclaiming to the whole town that God has sent him. And the people of the town are incredulous. How can this be? We know Johnny. We saw him grow up. We saw as his mother carried him around as a baby. How could God have sent Johnny? This is what the story of today's gospel really is. But it's not Johnny, it's Jesus. Jesus had grown up in Nazareth, and here he has come back to Nazareth. And the scripture says that, as was his custom, he went up to the synagogue. And there, he began to read from the scriptures. And as he read what Isaiah has written, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has sent me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives, to give recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who have been oppressed, to make this an acceptable year to the Lord. And he concludes this by saying, this prophecy is fulfilled today as you hear me read these words. He's telling the people of Nazareth, I am he. I am the one who was sent. I am the Messiah. And the people of the town are listening. They're listening closely to these words that Christ has spoken. They're listening closely to the scripture that he has read. And when he's done, they marvel. What eloquent words he spoke. But then they couldn't quite accept it. And they back away. They shake their heads and they say, but isn't this Joseph's son? The son of the carpenter? Brothers and sisters, we have the advantage of living in the 21st century. And looking back, we can see the events that have unfolded in Christ's life. We can see how he fulfilled each and every one of the prophecies of the Old Testament. And we can believe in our hearts that he is the Messiah sent by God. It must be in our hearts where that belief resides. Because if it gets stuck in the intellect, it won't grow. It won't become the fullness of the relationship that Christ has in store for us. And this is what we see happening with the people of Nazareth. With their minds, they could hear the words. And with their eyes, they could see Christ as he proclaimed the gospel. But they didn't allow the message that they were hearing to penetrate into their hearts. And they couldn't believe. They couldn't quite believe that this was Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah, who was to come. As we approach Christ in our lives, we must have all faith, all confidence that he is who he says he is. But it also brings about another point, and that is, how do we see other people? How do we see our neighbor? Let's go back to little Johnny. Imagine for a moment that little Johnny was not always quite so pleasant. Imagine for a moment that little Johnny rode his bike across your yard and left ruts and dug up the grass with his cleats and set off firecrackers in the middle of the night to wake up the neighborhood. Let's imagine for a moment little Johnny was not quite as perfect as Jesus was when he grew up. What do we see in little Johnny? Do we see a hoodlum? Do we see someone to avoid? Or do we see in him the image of Christ? Because that is what our Lord calls us to see in our brothers and sisters. He tells us that as much as you have done it to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it to me. And we're reminded what Father Paul preached last week. When he said, when we get to heaven, God is not going to be so much concerned about whether we stole something or whether we lied or whether we did something wrong. He's going to be concerned about, did we feed the hungry? Did we give shelter to those who had none? Did we clothe those who were cold? That's where we are called to see Christ in those around us. To see Christ in the little Johnnies in our lives. To see Christ in every human. As we are now entering into this time, which is a time of green, a time of ordinary time, we'll begin to look at Christ's life and the way that he walked during his time on earth. We will end, of course, with the crucifixion. And we'll start the process over again. But this is really the beginning. We've had the wedding of Cana. And now this is really the proclamation that he is making, saying, I am he who was to come. So as we journey through this liturgical year, let us use these moments as we begin to journey with Christ to ask him, Lord, Help me see you more clearly as the Messiah, as the one who was sent to redeem me, and help me see you in my brothers and sisters around me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.